great person. But this is, we have now one Pitkin. It's all right. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Bihaji Jaya Radha Madhava Sunya Bihaji Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadhadi Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadhadi Yasoda Nandana Vraja Janaranjana Yasoda Nandana Vraja Janaranjana Yamuna Tira Manasari Yamuna Tira Manasari Deya Radha Madhava Punya Bihari Deya Radha Madhava Punya Bihari Jaya Prabhu Para Jaya Prabhu Para Prabhu Para Sila Prabhu Para Jaya Gaura Nithai Gaura Nithai Gaura Nithai, Gaura Nithai Jaya Radha, Kanaya Lala, Radha, Kanaya Lala, Radha Jaya Radha Kunya Bihari Radha Kunya Bihari Radhe Jaya Om Vishnu Pada Paramahansa Paravraja Kacharya Ashtata Sutasi Simaristi Vaingres Śrīla Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaja Śrīla Prabhupāda ki jai Ānanda Koti Vaiṣṇava Vṛnda ki jai Samavita Bhakta Vṛnda ki jai O Gaura Premanandi Hari Hari Bo All glories to the assembled devotees All glories to the assembled devotees All glories to the assembled devotees All glories to Sisi Guru and Sri Gauranga All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Vishnu Pataya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimata Bhakti Vedanta Swami Devata Devi Gaurav. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. May I ask you, does any one of you have a computer so that Radha Kripa could read the translate from the text? Not really. No. Then we will manage, don't worry. You can, oh, yes. May I just see? I can't. Go ahead. What is what? Chirani? Is it starting with Chirani, your text? Good. Chirani king patina shanti di shanti biksham. Naivangri papara brita sarito pyashushyam. Rudha guha kim ajito vatino pasannan. Kasmad bhajanti kavayo danadur madandan. Kasmad bhajanti kavayo danadur madandan. Chirani kim patina shanti di shanti biksham.
Chirani kim patina shanti di shanti biksham.
Naivangri pa parabrita sadito pyashushyan.
Naivangri pa parabrita sadito pyashushyan.
Rudha guha kim ajito vatino pasannan. Kasmat bhajanti kavayo danadur madandan. Yes. This is a verse uttered by Shukadev Goswami, which inspires us for a very simple and somewhat renounced life.
Ovo je stih koji je izgovorio Shukadev Goswami i koji nas inspiriše da vodimo jako jednostavan život.
It's addressed to the sannyasis.
I on je upućen sannyasijima.
But there are some lessons which hold true for us, because renunciation is of material illusions, is a sign of those who are devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Ali tu također postoje lekcije za sve nas, zato što je odvajanje od ovog materijalnog života također nešto što Chaitanya Mahaprabhu želi da nas pouči.
Whatever is our ashram, we do not go for a life with luxury and illusory material pleasures.
I u kojem god da se nalazimo ašramu, mi svakako ne idemo za životom koji je pun komfora I pun materijalnog uživanja.
Are there no torn clothes lying on the common road?
Zar se na običnom putu ne nalazi pocepana odeća?
Do the trees which exist for maintaining others no longer give alms in charity?
I zar drveće koje postoji samo za tuđu dobrobit, zar ono ne daje više ništa na poklon?
In other words, don't they give fruits?
Drugim rečima, zar ne daju više
vode? Do the rivers being dried up no longer supply water to the thirsty?
I zar reke koje su presušile ne daju više vodu željnima?
Are the caves of the mountains now closed?
I zar su pećine u planinama sada zatvorene?
Or above all, does the Almighty Lord not protect the fully surrendered souls?
I iznad svega, zar svemoćni gospodin ne zaštićuje predane duše?
Why then do the learned sages go to flatter those who are intoxicated by hard-earned wealth?
Zašto onda visoko učene osobe odlaze I laskaju onima koji su intoksicirani teško zarađenim novcem?
Mm-hmm. So there is a very, very long purport.
Imamo jako dug smisao.
The purport talks about a surrendered life.
Smisao govori o predanom, o životu predanosti.
In Krishna consciousness, and the example is given of Thakur Haridas, who lived in a cave, fully dependent on Krishna's arrangement.
I tu je dat primjer Haridas Thakura, koji je živeo u pećini, koji je bio potpuno predan Krišninim aranžmanima.
So here we will read. Haridas Thakur, a great devotee of Lord Sri Chaitanya, used to live in such a cave. And by chance, a great venomous snake was a co-partner of the cave. Some admirers of Thakur Haridas, who had to visit the Thakur every day, feared the snake and suggested that the Thakur leaves that place. Because his devotees were afraid of the snake, and they were regular visiting the cave, Thakur Haridas agreed to the proposal on their account. But as soon as this was settled, the snake actually crawled out of its hole in the cave and left the cave for good before everyone present. Now comes important part. By the dictation of the Lord, who lived also within the heart of the snake gave preference to Haridas and decided to leave the place and not disturb him. So this is a tangible example of how the Lord gives protection to a bona fide devotee, like Thakur Haridas. According to the regulations of the Sanatan Dharma institution, one is trained from the beginning to depend fully on the protection of the Lord in all circumstances. The path of renunciation is recommended for acceptance by one who is fully accomplished and fully purified in his existence. This stage is described also in the Bhagavad Gita as Devi Sampat. A human being is required to accumulate Devi Sampat or spiritual assets. Otherwise, the next alternative, Asuri Sampat or material assets, will overcome him disproportionately, and thus one will be forced into the entanglement of different miseries of the material world. A sannyasi should always live alone without company, and he must be fearless. He should never be afraid of living alone, although he is never alone. The Lord is residing in everyone's heart, and unless one is purified by the prescribed process, one will feel that he is alone. But a man in the renounced order of life must be purified by the process. Thus he will feel the presence of the Lord everywhere and will have nothing to fear, such as being without any company. Everyone can become a fearless and honest person of his very if his very existence is purified by discharging the prescribed duty for each and every order of life. One can become fixed in one's prescribed duty by faithful oral reception of Vedic instructions and assimilation of the essence of Vedic knowledge by devotional service to the Lord. I would like to give a summary of this purport, because if we read it in Serbian, it will be not so easy to follow, and those who have heard in English have already forgotten most of what you have heard, so I will give a summary for you.
Želio bih da sada sumiram ovo što smo čuli, zato što ako uradimo to na srpskom, bit će predugo, a i verovatno vi koji ste čuli na engleskom ste već do sad zaboravili, jer je dugo.
One moment, I will just adjust this. Go ahead, I can have this machine down there, that I don't destroy it. Oh, sorry. This is all right, Ian. I know really how to do this. See, it may be the only thing I know. So, here the life of dependence on Krishna is described. It is described in relationship to the renounced order of life, but Prabhupada goes into an explanation which is relevant for all of us.
I ovakav život je opisan u vezi sa odvojenim redom života, ali Šila Prabhupada nam daje primjer koji je značajan za sve nas.
The main point really is that a human being is required to accumulate daivi sampad or spiritual assets.
I glavna poenta čitavog ovog smisla jeste da živo biće, njegova uloga ovde jeste da prikupi što više daivi sampad, te duhovne suštine.
Otherwise, Prabhupada says, the next alternative which we have is asuri sampad or material assets.
A Šila Prabhupada kaže da onda jedina alternativa koja nam preostaje u drugom slučaju jeste asuri sampad, odnosno materijalna.
What this means in very simple English is either you have a choice. Will you make your life dependent on Krishna or on your own heart endeavors?
I to drugim rečima, jednostavnim jezikom, znači da li ćete svoj život zasnovati na Krišnine milosti ili na svom sopstvenom naporu.
Now of course those who are in the of us who are in the congregation, which is most of us, for them it means something else than to make themselves dependent on Krishna means something else than maybe to live like a rich sannyasi who has this most simple life in terms of money, because everyone throws it at him.
I to za većinu vas koji se nalaze u kongregaciji znači nešto drugačije nego što znači za jednog bogatog sannyasija koji živi jako jednostavno što se novca tiče, pošto svi bacaju novac.
But really the principle is everyone must make this decision in his life. Will I live as life surrendered to Krishna and come into Krishna's support system, or will I not do this and have another, you know, support system, material support system?
Drugim rečima, to znači da svi mi moramo doneti odluku na koji ćemo način živjeti. Da li ćemo odlučiti da budemo potpuno predani Krišni i da zavisimo potpuno od njega, ili ćemo se okrenuti nekom drugom vidu
Prabhupada writes, everyone can become a fearless and honest person if his very existence is purified by discharging the prescribed duty for each and every order of life.
I Šila Prabhupada kaže da svako može živjeti iskreno samo ako odluči da izvršava svoje propisane dužnosti u okviru ashrama u kome je.
I remember in this connection the Prabhupada once talked about one of his Grihastha god brothers who lived in Bangladesh where there was an earthquake.
I sećam se da Šila Prabhupada jednom pričao o jednom od svojih god brothera koji živeo u Bangladešu u području gde se odigrao zemljotres.
The earthquake had destroyed the whole town.
I taj zemljotres uništio čitav grad.
Only one house remained.
Samo jedna kuća je ostala.
There was a house which was protected by Krishna.
I to je bila kuća koju je štitio Krishna.
I think you know whose house this was.
Ja mislim da vi znate čija je to kuća bila.
It was the house of this simple devotee, Grihastha, who had surrendered to Krishna and just prayed to Krishna, please. Yes, the Shalagam Shila in our house. Please don't destroy your house.
I to je bila kuća jednog jednostavnog grihaste, bakte, koji se molio Krišni, koji rekao, molim te, ovdje u ovoj kući nalazi se Shalagam Shila, molim te, nemoj da uništiš svoju kuću.
A life of surrender to Krishna, dependence on Krishna, writes Prabhupada, is possible, but you will have to pay one little price.
Život predanosti Krišni, i život ovisnosti o Krišni je moguć, ali Šila Prabhupada kaže da moramo platiti jednu malu cenu.
You have to purify your heart.
Moramo pročistiti svoje srce.
Because only in a purified heart does the Lord like to reside.
Zato što Gospodin voli da prebiva jedino u pročišćenom srcu.
And only if he is pleased will he take care of those who have given their life into his hands.
Jedino ako je zadovoljan, on će se brinuti onima koji su dali svoj život u njegove ruke.
If your heart is not purified, you are afraid of surrender to Krishna.
I ako vaše srce nije pročišćeno, onda se vi plašite predavanja Krishna.
And then you work very hard to protect yourself and arrange your life yourself. Oh, it's a life of constant anxiety.
I onda radite jako naporno kako biste zaštitili sebe, kako biste obezbedili sebi sredstva za život. To je jedan život pun teškog napora.
Because there's a law in this material world.
Zato što u ovom materijalnom svetu postoji zakon.
Nothing ever happens the way you planned it.
Ništa u ovom svetu se ne dešava na onaj način na koji ste vi to planirali.
But here the people of strategic planning will object.
Ali ovdje ljudi koji imaju strateške planove, oni će protestovati.
No. It can happen the way you wish it to happen. You just have to do 5 steps.
Ne, može se desiti onako kako ste planirali, ali morate raditi, napraviti 5 koraka.
Define your goal.
Da definišete svoj cilj.
Define the way which brings you to your goal.
Da definišete način koji vas dovodi do vašeg cilja.
Identify obstacles on the way and clear them.
Da prepoznate prepreke na vašem putu i da ih raščistite.
Then something else I have forgotten.
Još nešto što sam zaboravio.
And then reach your goal.
I onda možete dostići svoj cilj.
Hare Krishna. This is the way the clever materialist wants to avoid the law of material nature.
I to je put kojim vešti materialista želi da izbjegne zakone materijalne prirode.
You can reach your goal better with this strategy than if you are spaced out.
A možete bolje da dostignete svoj cilj u ovoj materijalnoj prirodi ako ste malo odspisirali.
But will you be happy having you reached your goal?
Ali da li ćete biti srećni kada dostignete svoj cilj?
Will your plan for happiness in material world ever work out?
Da li će vaš plan za materijalnu sreću u ovom svetu ikada profunkcionisati?
However, a devotee who makes his life dependent on Krishna, he will also struggle a little bit to purify his consciousness.
S druge strane, bhakta koja ima svoje planove za napredak u svjesnosti Krišne, on će se također malo namučiti da ostvari svoje planove.
He will have to conquer that Kadamakanana Maharaj spoke about this beast or this Mr. Hyde who is hiding in us, you know, this little little conditioned soul.
On će morati da pobedi tu zver, tog Mr. Hyde koji se nalazi u nama.
But anyone who is trying to surrender to Krishna, Krishna is impressed by him and he takes care of him.
Ali bilo ko pokušava da se preda Krishni, Krishna impresionira njime i Krishna se brine za njega.
Today I want to say something important and I would like to tell you one of my favorite Prabhupada stories.
Danas ja želim da vam kažem nešto jako bitno i želeo bih da vam ispričam jednu od svojih omiljenih priča o Šrila Prabhupada.
Prabhupada was in Paris and one morning he said, today I will teach you a song.
Prabhupada je bio u Parizu i onda je jednog jutra rekao, danas ću vas podučiti jednu pesmu.
And I remember after Prasadam, the Prasadam room was cleansed and we put a nice seat for Prabhupada there. And we sat down, waiting for him to teach us to sing.
Ja se sećam nakon prasadama, mi smo lepo počistili sobu koju smo častili, stavili smo lepo mesto za Šrila Prabhupada da sedne i onda smo srećno iščekivali.
And when he came in, his servant distributed song sheets.
Onda je on došao unutra, njegov sluga nam je podelio listove na kojima se nalazila pesma.
And Prabhupada said, I will teach you the song for the six Goswamis. To the six Goswami.
I Prabhupada je rekao, sada ću vas podučiti pesmu koja je posvećena šest Goswami.
Krishna kirtana gana nata na paro premamritam bunidi. He sang the whole song. It was such a difficult melody. But he once sang it alone, I remember, and then he said, now you must sing. Then we found out he wanted to teach the song, but he really wanted to speak about the song also.
I mi smo onda otkrili da on želeo da nas poduči pesmi, ali u stvari želeo da nam kaže nešto o njoj.
Then he gave this very nice lecture. He said, the Goswamis never said, now I have seen Krishna.
I onda je on dao ovu jako lepu lekciju. On je rekao, Goswami nikada nisu rekli, ja sam video Krishna.
They were chanting loudly everywhere in Vrindavan, shouting.
Oni su pevali svuda po čitavom Vrindavanu, viš kući glasno.
Queen of Vrindavan,
Radharani,
O Lalita, O Sine Sananda Maharaja, where are you all now?
Are you just on the hill of Govardhan?
Or are you under the trees on the bank of the Yamuna? Where are you?
Desi.
Desi, yes. These were their moods in executing Krishna consciousness.
To je bilo njihovo raspoloženje u njihovom obavljanju u predanom služenju.
They were simply feeling separation.
Oni su jednostavno osjećali odvojenost.
They lived in Vrindavan.
Oni su živjeli u Vrindavanu.
But they never said, last night I saw Krishna dancing.
Ali nikada nisu rekli, ja sam prošle noći video Krishnu kako pleše.
Rather they said, Krishna and the gopis, where are you all?
Oni bi pre govorili, Radha, Krishna, gopije, gde ste svi vi?
Where are you?
Gde ste?
Are you near Govardhan hill or near the bank of the river Jamuna?
Da li se nalazite blizu Govardhan brda ili se nalazite na ovalama Jamuna?
Gde se te? Something like this. This is called bhajan, devotion and separation.
Ovo se zove bhajan, predanost u odvojenost.
Then Prabhupada looked at all his young devotees.
I onda je Prabhupada pogledao na sve svoje mlade bhakte.
And he maybe he asked himself, can I tell this to these devotees?
I onda je pitao, da li može to da kaže svoj bhakte?
A real parrot has come. fair. Confirmed. But I know he was, yes, he reminds us of Vrindavan, this parrot. So I feel encouraged to read Prabhupada's words to us with full strength now. We should increase our aspiration in this way more and more. This is required. That asha, that hope, that expectation. This will lead us to the topmost platform of devotion. See, when we hear that we should renounce and we should be simple devotees, our heart becomes heavy with grief. But if we can hear that, because why are we, it's so difficult to renounce if we don't have anything. But if you have a hope, an aspiration, a desire, then this becomes the most important point in your life.
Onda ovo postaje najbitnija tačka u vašem životu.
Jiva Goswami speaks about this with an analogy of a father who has a child.
I Jiva Goswami govori o ovome uz pomoć analogije gdje se govori o ocu i o njegovom
detetu. A child is always very much beloved by his father.
I dete, kao što znamo, je uvek jako puno voljeno od strane svog oca.
You can see how soft-hearted Guneshvara has become since he is a father. Children teach us selfless love. So this man was very poor. He lived in the upper Himalayan regions, but he went down to India where it was easy for him to get some work. Was in the 15th century, so that he could send some money to his wife, so that the wife could buy milk for the son.
I ovaj čovjek koji je živao u 15. veku u višim regionima Himalaja je onda odlučio da će se spustiti nešto niže kako bi tamo mogao lakše naći posao i kako bi mogao poslati novac svoje ženi kako bi ona kupila mlijeko za njihovog sina.
In his hometown, which he loved so much, he could not earn money.
I u svom rodnom gradu koji on tako puno volao, nije mogao da zaradi nikakav novac.
And his little son grew up without drinking milk, which is necessary for young boys to become strong and intelligent.
I njegov mali sin je odrastao i tako što i nije imao nikakvog mleka da pije, koje je neophodno za decu kako bi postala snažna i inteligentna.
So just because he hoped that his son's life will be nice, he went separated from his family, even from his son, and worked for the milk.
I onda samo zato što je želeo, što se nadao da će djetinjstvo njegovog sina biti lepo, on se odvojio od svoje porodice i otišao da radi.
This loving emotion kept him alive.
I ovo osjećanje ljubavi ga je održavalo u životu.
This hope kept him going.
Ova nada ga je održavala.
Even in separation from his family and the Himalayan mountains.
I čak i u odvojenosti od njegove porodice.
So I feel also, as devotees, we must implant a hope in our heart. A desire. And this will keep us going in this material world. I think we should stop judging
people by what they are at the present moment.
Ja mislim da bi trebalo da prestanemo da sudimo o ljudima na osnovu toga šta oni jesu u ovom trenutku.
We should start to understand people by what they wish to become.
I trebalo bi da počnemo da razumevamo ljude na osnovu toga šta oni žele da postanu.
Because it is this desire or hope which will define the course of life or way of life of everyone.
Zato što je upravo ta želja ili ta nada ono što će odrediti smer života bilo koga od nas.
If you become hopeless or desireless in your spiritual life, your spiritual life will stop.
Ako izgubite nadu ili ako izgubite želju u svom duhovnom životu, vaš duhovni život će se prekinuti.
Why are young devotees so enthusiastic?
Zašto su mladi devoti tako puni entuzijazma?
Because they have a hope. They have a desire. In 1 year I'm a pure devotee and Krishna reveals himself in my heart. Maybe it's unrealistic. Maybe it's immature. But it fills them with life. My dear devotee, when you lose your hope,
kada izgubite svoju nadu,
when you lose your desire,
kada izgubite svoju želju,
when you lose your love,
kada izgubite svoju ljubav,
your life becomes hopeless.
Vaš život postaje beznadan.
And at that time you will have to look for shelter.
I u tom trenutku vi ćete morati da potražite utočište.
The shelter of someone who promises shelter but who doesn't give shelter. That's the material energy.
Utočište nekoga ko obećava utočište, ali ga ne daje, to je materijalna energija.
I would like to describe you what a hope can do.
Ja bih želela da vam opišem šta nada može da učini.
There was once a great, great murderer and gangster.
Jednom davno živao jedan veliki, veliki ubica i gangster.
And just one day he went too far.
I on jednom dana je stvarno otišao predaleko.
He had beaten his wife.
On je pretukao svoju ženu.
And his wife had beaten back.
I onda je njegova žena uzvratila.
Like it is normal in such circumstances.
Pretpostavljam da je to normalno u takvim situacijama.
And then they had fought at home.
I onda su se oni tukli kod svoje kuće.
And in the fight the gangster killed his little son whom he liked very much.
I onda u toku te borbe taj gangster je ubio svog malog sina koga je jako volao.
When his hands were covered with the blood of his young son whom he had slain, he understood something is terrible wrong in my life.
I onda kada je pogledao sebe, video svoje ruke umazane krvlju sina koga je upravo ubio, onda je pomislio o mom životu na što je jako pogrešno.
It's an ancient and true story.
Ovo je drevna, istinita priča.
So that night he had left his home, he went into the forest.
Te noći on je napustio svoj dom i otišao u šum.
He had prayed to God.
Molio se Bogu.
Can you help me?
Da li mi možeš pomoći?
I can see my mind is full with violent desires.
Ja vidim da je moj um pun nasilnih želja.
I even beat those who are dear to me, like my own wife.
Ja čak tučem i one koji su mi tako dragi, poput moje sopstvene žene.
I have killed my son.
Ja sam ubio svog sina.
I've killed so many people.
Ja sam ubio tako puno ljudi.
I would like to become a saint.
Ja želim da postanem sveta.
But when I was young, I tried.
Kada sam bio mlad, ja sam pokušao.
And in the midst, I was overwhelmed with all these inauspicious desires.
I usred svega toga, ja sam bio prepunjen svim ovim nepovoljnim željama.
And I left the ashram of my spiritual master and became a gangster and murderer.
I napustio sam ashram svog duhovnog učitelja i postao sam gangster i ubica.
I'm afraid if I try again, I will become even a worse gangster out of frustration.
Ja se plašim da ako pokušam opet, da ću iz frustriranosti postati još gori.
Can you help me?
Da li mi možeš pomoći?
So in the morning, this gangster had felt an inspiration in the heart, which he took as the voice of Paramatma, go to this saint who lives at the edge of the village and ask him for counsel.
I onda ujutru on je osjetio inspiraciju u srcu za koje pomislio da je Paramatma i čuo je, idi do ovog sveca koji živi na kraju sela.
The saint, he went to the saint and the saint listened to this story of the repentant gangster.
I onda je otišao kod sveca koji je saslušao priču ovog gangstera koji se pokajao.
And he looked at him.
Pogledao njega.
And he immediately knew this man is not capable for holding up this mood.
I onda on odmah znao, ova osoba neće biti u stanju da zadrži ovo raspoloženje.
He will be repentant for a few days, then he will make another child with his wife, and then same life goes on.
On će se možda kajati nekoliko dana, onda će opet napraviti još jedno dete sa svojom ženom i nastavit će svoj stari način života.
The same thought. Then he knew. He had to give the gangster a hope.
On je shvatio da mora gangsteru dati nadu.
So he said, if I look at you, I think there's some danger coming in your life.
Kad pogledam u tebe, ja vidim da ti se u tvom životu približava neka opasnost.
He made some calculation in the dust. He said, yes, in 1 week you will die.
I onda je on napravio proračun u prašini i onda je rekao, da, za nedelju dana ti ćeš umreti.
What will you do in this 1 week?
Šta ćeš uraditi za ovih nedelju dana?
When you continue your life like this, you will go to hell.
Ako nastaviš svoj pređašnji život, otići ćeš u pakao.
But I give you a mantra.
Ali ja ću ti dati mantra.
If you chant this mantra, you will go back to Godhead.
Ako pevaš ovu mantru, otići ćeš nazad Bogu.
The man said, please give me this mantra.
I onda ovaj čovjek rekao, molim te, daj mi tu mantru.
And he got the Hare Krishna mantra.
I dobio je Hare Krishna mantra.
He chanted it for 1 week like anything.
I on je mantra on tih nedelje dana kao nikada ranije.
He had a hope.
Jer je imao nadu.
I can go back to Godhead.
Ja se mogu vratiti nazad Bogu.
After 1 week he was not dead. He went to the sadhu and said, I'm not dead.
I nakon nedelje dana ništa se nije desilo, nije bio mrtav i otišao je opet kod sadhu i rekao mu, ali ja sam još uvijek tu, nisam mrtav.
Sadhu said, let me calculate again.
I onda je sadhu rekao, stani, moram opet da proračunam.
Oh, there was a stone in the calculation.
Oh, ovdje se našao neki kamen u mom proračunu.
You will die after half a year.
Ti ćeš umreti nakon 6 mjeseci.
Chant very strongly.
Samo mantra je jako, jako.
I think you know the story.
Ja mislim da već možete naslutiti priču.
The man didn't die after half a year.
Čovjek nije umro nakon pola godine.
But now he had chanted for half a year and 1 week and the chanting had taken effect in him.
Ali sada je mantra već 6 mjeseci i nedelju dana i to mantranje je imalo efekta na njega.
And he became a devotee. My dear devotees, this is what works.
Moji dragi bhakte, to je ono što funkcioniše.
The concept, I don't have much time left.
Taj koncept, ja nemam puno vremena koje mi je preostalo.
Death is also something which will happen to me.
Smrt je nešto što će se i meni također desiti.
And the hope.
I nada.
If I do this spiritual practice.
Ako ja imam duhovne aktivnosti.
I will go back to Godhead.
Ja ću otići nazad Bogu.
This is what Prabhupada did to me in my initiation letter.
I ovo je ono što je Prabhupada rekao meni u mom pismu koje sam dobio za inicijaciju.
He said to me, he wrote, you are a very intelligent boy.
On mi je rekao, ti si veoma inteligentan dečak.
My dear devotees, you should have seen me at that time.
Moji dragi bhakte, trebalo je da me vidite u to vreme.
I was so unintelligent and so such a bad person that if I see a movie of myself, you know, in the of the old days, I have decided I would never preach to such a person because I would think he's hopeless.
I ja sam bio tako neinteligentan i tako loša osoba da kada sada vidim kakav sam bio, ja bih sigurno odlučio da ja nikada neću propovedati takvoj osobi.
And then Prabhupada wrote, I promise you, if you keep the four rules and regulations to the end of your life, and chant 16 rounds each day, you will go back home, back to Godhead.
I onda mi je Šila Prabhupada rekao, ja ti obećavam, ako slediš četiri regulativna principa i mantraš 16 krugova svetog imena, ja ti obećavam da ćeš se sigurno na kraju života vratiti nazad kući.
He gave a hope, an aspiration.
On je dao nadu, težnju.
And as he writes here, that is required, that asha, that hope, that expectation will lead us to the topmost platform of devotion.
I ono što kaže u ovom smislu jeste ova asha, ova nada, ovo očekivanje je ono što će nas dovesti na najvišu platformu duhovnog života.
Lord Chaitanya, he preached this.
Gospodin Chaitanya, on je propovedao ovo.
He gave the living entities a hope.
On je dao živim bićima nadu.
Jeev, he went through the villages. Jeev, Jago, wake up.
On bi išao kroz sela i govorio bi, Jeev, Jago, probudite se.
I have brought a medicine for you.
Donao sam vam lek.
It will cure the disease of samsara. It means repetition of birth and death.
I ovaj lek će izlečiti bolest ponovnog rađenja i smrti.
And in this way, he gave a hope.
I na taj način, on je dao nadu.
Now, I would like to bring one last point.
Sada bih želao da iznesem jednu poslednju poantu.
Where do you put the hope?
Gde trebate staviti tu nadu?
You have to put it in your mind.
Trebate staviti u svoj um.
And what do you have to do with your mind?
A što trebate uraditi sa svojim umom?
You have to regularly go with your mind to where your hope resides.
Morate redovno posećivati svojim umom mesto gde vaša nada prečiva.
Then reality will follow the shadow of your mind.
I onda stvarnost će pratiti senku vašeg uma.
And reality will arrive where your mind is fixed.
I onda će stvarnost doći na ono mesto gde je vaš um usredsređen.
I will illustrate this with material psychology and then with spiritual psychology.
I ja ću vam sada dati primjer na osnovu materialne psihologije, a također na osnovu duhovne psihologije.
It's known in psychology that if a person dwells on something, then this will become his life.
I iz psihologije je poznato da ako osoba razmišlja o nečemu, onda je to ono što će njegov život postati.
This is because the material universe moves according to the desires of the conditioned souls.
I to je zato što se materialni univerzum pokreće na osnovu želja uslovljenih duša.
And if the desires become strong enough, they will formulate a certain karma.
I ako želje postanu dovoljno jake, onda će one načiniti određenu vrstu karme.
There is this verse, Eko Bahunam Yo Vidadati Kanam. There is one supreme being who fulfills the desires of the small ones.
I zato postoji i ovaj stih koji kaže da postoji jedno vrhovno biće koje ispunjava želje mnogih malih bića.
The desire just has to become strong enough.
I želja treba jedino postati dovoljno jaka.
People in this world are many branched. They don't have strong desires.
I ljudi u ovom svetu, njihove misle se granaju na puno strana i oni nemaju tu jaku želju.
When their plans don't come true, which is always the case, they give up.
I kada se njihovi planovi ne ostvare, što se uvek dešava, onda oni odustaju.
But those who do not give up, they will see that their desires are fulfilled.
Ali oni koji ne odustaju tako lako, oni će vidjeti da se njihove želje ostvaruju.
Because Krishna is there seeing the desires of the many, and if they are strong enough, he fulfills them. That's his work.
Zato što je Krishna tu i on vidi želje tih bića i to je njegov posao da ih ispunjamo.
So if you want a spiritual desire to become true,
tako da ako želite da vaša duhovna želja da se ona obistini,
you need to put your mind every day anew on that goal.
Trebate iznova i iznova svakog dana da stavite svoj um da ga usmerite ka svom cilju.
Your mind must become like a beggar.
I vaš um mora postati poput prosjaka.
Who wants wealth?
Koji želi blago.
And who is every day on the street?
I koji je svakog dana napolje na ulici.
Wanting to get that wealth.
I želi da dobije to blago.
This is very important.
Ovo je jako bitno.
This is what Ashabandha means.
I ovo je značenje Ashabandha.
To make your mind a beggar of Krishna consciousness.
Načinite svoj um prosjekom svjesnosti Krishna.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu described this yoga of the beggar.
I Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu opisuje jogu ovakvog prosjekom.
He said, the yogi of my mind is dressed with a quilt, it means a blanket of anxiety. Anxiety means a strong form of desire. First comes desire, then eagerness, then anxiety.
Prvo je tu želja, onda je tu čežnja, a zatim dolazi tjeskoba.
The only words of my mind, the beggar of my mind are Alas Krishna.
Jedine reči koji ovaj prosjek mog uma izgovara jesu Alai Krishna.
The beggar of my mind has a turban of greed.
I prosjek mog uma, on ima turban požude na svojoj glavi.
He always, the beggar of my mind, always studies poetry and descriptions of Krishna's Vrindavan pastimes.
I prosjek mog uma, on uvek proučava Krišnine zabave u Vrindavanu i njegove opise.
The beggar of my mind has left the home of my body.
Prosjek mog uma je napustio kuću mog tela.
He has left the great treasure of material enjoyment.
On je napustio veliko blago materijalnog uživanja.
He goes with his disciples to the doors of those who have the treasure of Krishna prema.
I on odlazi sa svojim učenicima na vrata onih koji imaju blago Krishna prema.
He goes to the houses of the gopis who are always relishing Krishna's qualities, beauty and sweetness.
I on odlazi do kuće gopija koje uvek kušaju slatkoću Krišninih zabava i osobina.
The yogi beggar of my mind has now gone to Vrindavan.
I ovaj yogi, ovaj prosjek mog uma je sada otišao u Vrindavan.
There he has sat down.
I tamo je seo.
And is lost in his visions.
I izgubio se u svojim vizijama.
Hare Krishna, our parrot is getting enlivened.
Čak i naš papagaj je počeo doživljavati sve do
ovoga. Sita, das ist ein Vrindavan papagaj. So okay, this is mystic poesy, you might call it.
I vi sad možete reći, ovo je mistična poezija.
Let's make it Serbian now.
Hajde da sad to prevedemo na srpski.
The mind always goes somewhere.
Uvek ide nekuda.
And he wants to get something.
I on želi da dobije nešto.
Some recognition maybe.
Možda prepoznavanje.
Some sense gratification.
Polno uživanje.
Some material plan.
Neki materijalni plan.
Now take that same wandering ability of the mind.
Sada uzmite tu istu lutajuću sposobnost uma.
And bring it to where the mind can become satisfied.
I onda dovedite negde gde um može biti zadovoljan.
Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that a devotee should become like a beggar.
Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur kaže da bhakta mora postati poput prosjeka.
A beggar goes to the rich householders to get food.
Prosjek je osoba koja ide u kuće bogatih grihasta kako bi isprosio hranu.
I always go to Madhva Muni and Kishori to get prasadam.
Ja uvek odim kod Madhva Muni i Kishori da dobijem prasadam.
So in the same way, you have to just take your mind and go to the devotees of Krishna.
Na isti način, vi samo jednostavno morate uzeti taj svoj um i otići kod Krišnjenih bhakti.
And beg them for spiritual food.
I onda ih molite za duhovnu hranu.
This is one thing you have to learn.
To je jedna stvar koju morate da naučite.
When you are depressed.
kada ste depresivni,
balkanska depresija, onski,
ne znam, balkanska depresija,
comes from Tamagun mostly,
koja većinom dolazi iz
Tamaguna. Bring your, don't keep your mind in that state.
Nemojte da držite svoj um u tom stanju.
Go somewhere else with your mind.
Idite negde drugde sa svojim umom.
Go into the house of Prabhupada's books.
Idite u kuću Prabhupadovih knjiga.
And you will find something to eat there.
I tamo ćete naći nešto što možete jesti.
Something which will interest you.
Nešto što će vas zainteresovati.
Something which will nourish you.
Nešto što će vas nahraniti.
I really want to request you, don't you know, when you leave the summer camp, don't just allow your mind to go back in its old ways.
Ja bih stvarno želao da vas zamolim da kada napustite ovaj kamp, nemojte da dozvolite svom umu da se vrati svojim starim navikama.
You are what you think.
Vi ste ono što mislite da jeste.
Because the reality of your life follows your thoughts.
Zato što stvarnost vašeg života sledi vaše misli.
If you just make your mind and let it go into where you want to go, you will become rich.
Ako jednostavno stavite, usmerite svoj um prema onome gde želite da idete, postaćete bogati.
The world around will not understand you.
A svet oko vas neće razumeti.
The world around will all of a sudden find out you have become different.
I ljudi oko vas će odjedanput otkriti da ste postali drugačiji.
The difference is you have learned to make the yogi of your mind a beggar who gets wealth.
I razlika je u tome da ste naučili da svoj um načinite prosjekom koji prosi to blago.
You have learned to send your mind somewhere where it will not be depressed.
I naučili ste da pošaljete svoj um negde gde on neće postati depresivan.
Prabhupada says this is what a devotee is.
I Prabhupada kaže, to je ono što je bhakta.
He says a devotee is not that all of a sudden he has four hands.
I on kaže, nije da će bhakta jedanput se probuditi sa četiri ruke.
He said, devotee means the mind.
On kaže, bhakta znači um.
Where is your mind?
Gde je tvoj um?
You put your mind with Krishna, your reality will be Krishna.
Ako staviš svoj um kod Krišne, onda će tvoja stvarnost biti Krišna.
You will wake up in the spiritual world and you will think, wow, I'm here.
I onda ćeš se probuditi u duhovnom svetu, misliš, pa ja sam stvarno...
Because your mind has, but your mind needs to first go there.
Ali vaš um, to znači da prvo morate otići tamo.
Krishna consciousness is described by Prabhupada as buddhi yoga. Buddhi means the intelligence which I must explain this with Vedic psychology.
Srila Prabhupada kaže da svesnost Krishna stvari buddhi yoga i sad ćemo to objasniti s aspekta vedske psihologije.
See, according to Vedic psychology, our subtle body is an antakarana, an inner subtle instrument.
I na osnovu vedske psihologije, naše telo je antakarana, unutrašnji, subtilni instrument.
In this, but this instrument often turns against me. It has a life of itself. It doesn't follow just my dictations.
Ali ovaj instrument je takav da se on često okreće protiv mene i nije takav da samo sledi moje instrukcije.
Yeah. So, in order to learn to conquer the inner instrument, you have to learn that there are, I will speak only of two functions now. One is a reactory mind, and one is a mind, is that's the manas, and then is the buddhi, that is a function where you can act according to a higher knowledge.
Postoje dva načina na koji um može da funkcioniše. Jedan je manas, kada je um jednostavno reaktivan, a drugi način je budi, odnosno kada um reaguje, kada um funkcioniše tako da sledi propise, spise.
Most of us who have not learned this technique are on the level of manas. That means they react to the circumstances around them.
И većina нас koja nije naučila ovo, oni su na nivou manasa i oni jednostavno reaguju na situacije koje se dešavaju oko njih.
Our Kadambakanana Maharaj was describing this yesterday when he said, when there are circumstances, when the he said when the Swami comes into our life and says something very inspiring, he pumps up our enthusiasm.
I kada mu Kanana Maharaj juče govorio o tome, rekao je kada Svami dođe u naš život i kada nam da neke entuzijastične instrukcije, onda on kao da napumpava naše srce s entuzijazmom.
You could bring this example further.
I možete onda još proširiti taj primjer.
When the weather is good, I become enlivened.
Kada je vreme dobro, ja sam super.
When it's when my environment is depressing, like this weather, I become depressed.
A kada je moje okruženje depresivno, upravo poput ovog vremena, onda sam ja depresivna.
When there is pizza, I become enlivened.
Kad je tu pizza, ja sam oživim.
When there is boring rice, I become frustrated.
A kada je tu dosadna riža, ja sam isfrustrirana.
When people recognize me and accept me as a great devotee, I become enlivened.
Kada me ljudi prepoznaju, kada me prihvataju kao velikog bhaktu, onda sam ja super.
When I'm chastised, I become depressed.
A kada sam ispravljen, onda padam u depresiju.
This is called a reactory mind, manas.
I ovo je ono što možemo nazvati reaktivnim umom.
I react to the external circumstances.
Ja jednostavno reagujem na spoljne okolnosti.
Now in your subtle body there is also a buddhi, an intelligence.
U vašem suptilnom telu također se nalazi i budi, inteligencija.
And if you strengthen the budi, you are self-sufficient.
I ako jačate budi, onda možete biti samodovoljni.
Your mind says, depressed, depressed, depressed.
I vaš um kaže, depresivan, depresivan, depresivan.
But your budi says, you are a little child.
A vaša budi kaže, ti si malo dete.
Do you have this opportunity?
Imaš ovu priliku.
Go to the books of Prabhupada. Or you know, do something.
Uradi nešto.
Or see it in a different way.
Vidi to na drugačiji način.
I'm not sure if I have explained it nice.
Ja nisam sigurna da sam ovo, dobro objasnio.
2 days ago I was on a mental platform.
Pre dva dana ja sam bio na mentalnom nivou.
I was explaining a point.
Ja sam objašnjavao jednu poentu.
And I thought this point is important for this devotee.
Ja sam mislio ova poenta je važna za ovog bhakta.
And then this devotee gets up.
I onda ovaj bhakta ustane.
I had only presented the point for him.
A ja sam ovu poentu predstavio samo za njega.
And goes out of the lecture.
I on ode sa lekcije.
I felt so depressed.
Ja sam bio tako depresivan.
After 5 minutes, the devotee came back.
Nakon 5 minuta ovaj bhakta se vratio.
And already knew, Krishna will teach me a lesson now.
Ja sam već znao, Krishna će mi sada dati lekciju.
He came to me smiling.
On je došao smehujući se.
And then he put a garland around me.
I ovdje stavio garland oko mog vrata.
He had gone out to give me a garland.
On je izašao samo da bi donio garland.
I thought he had gone out because he thought I'm the worstest person in his life.
A ja sam mislio da je on izašao zato što je mislio da sam ja najgora osoba u njegovom životu.
This is the mind.
Ovo je um.
A paranoic, self-centered idiot.
To je paranoični, usmjeren samo na sebe idiot.
If you allow your life to be ruined by such type of mind, you are ruined.
I ako dozvolite svom umu da vam uništi život, onda ste uništeni.
Therefore you must bring buddhi into your life.
Zato morate dovesti buddhi
u vaš. Or better, you must use your buddhi.
Drugim rečima, morate upotrebiti svoju buddhi.
It's there. It doesn't have to be imported.
Ona je tu, ne morate je uvesti od nekoga.
You have to strengthen it.
I morate da je jačate.
This is called buddhi yoga.
I to se zove Buddhi
the
yoga.
Science of Krishna consciousness.
To je nauka svjesnosti Krishna.
Bring the higher dimension at work, and you have to do that in the body.
I jednostavno dovedite sebe na višu dimenziju, na dimenziju, na platformu Buddhi.
When you leave here,
sada kada odete odavde,
go into the fitness studio.
Idite u fitness studio.
The fitness studio of the body.
U fitness studio Buddhi.
Make your spiritual intelligence strong.
I načinite svoju duhovnu inteligenciju jaku.
So that you won't be ruled by the paranoid little animal inside of you.
Tako da nećete biti upravljeni od strane ove paranoične male životinje koja živi u vama.
Bring your inner body, your here, I mean now, all of you to spiritual literature.
I dovedite svoje celokupno unutrašnje telo kod duhovne literature.
Become a beggar.
Postanite prosjek.
Don't be too proud.
Nemojte biti previše ponosni.
Become a simple beggar.
Postanite jednostavni prosjek.
Dress up with in the blanket of desire.
Obucite se, obmotajte se ćebetom želje.
Put a nice turban around your head like Kadamba Kanana Maharaj did on the Ratha Yatra day.
Stavite lepi turban na vašu glavu kao što to učinio Kadamba Kanana Maharaj.
The turban of greed.
To je turban pohlepe.
For Krishna consciousness.
And
then go. Run. Don't be shy. Run to Vrindavan. Hare Krishna. If you want to read this beautiful poem about the yogi of the mind, it's in Antya Lila, 14th chapter, and starts with text 45.
Ako želite da pročitate ovu prelepu pesmu, možete naći u Antya Lili u 14. Poglavlju i počinje sa stihom 45.
Hare Krishna. So if you have forgotten everything about this lecture,
ako zaboravite sve što ste čuli na ovoj lekciji,
think of the turban.
Sjetite se makar turbana.
The turban of desire.
Turban želje.
Strong desire.
Jake želje.
Greed or eagerness for Krishna.
Pohlepe, čežnje za želje, za Krishna.
And then no, if you send the beggar of your mind out to there, you will be, something will be given to you.
I znajte, ako tamo pošaljete prosjeka svog uma, nešto će vam biti dato.
Do this by using your buddhi.
I učinite ovo tako što ćete koristiti svoju buddhi.
Buddhi yoga. Don't allow to be a victim of the reactionary umski.
I nemojte dozvoliti da budete žrtva svog reaktivnog uma.
So I will end here. I know we have questions. This is a great problem for me. I also like to engage in question and answer session. It's 9:30 now. But we won't have so many seminars today.
Ja znam da je uvijek veliki problem, nemamo vremena da odgovaramo na pitanja, sada je već 9:30, nemamo danas puno seminara, ne znam što da radimo.
There's Kadamba Kanana Maharaj's seminar, but after his seminar is nothing, no?
Imamo seminar Kadamba Kanana Maharaj, ali poslije toga nemamo ništa.
He's on your bibek. He wants to chant. Here comes... Hare Krishna. Nikonya is transcendental. I always knew it. He wants to stay. Why not? No, it's when there is a Bhagavatam lecture in India, they always have a parrot, mostly a plastic parrot.
Not to India, kada imaju Bhagavatam lekcije, onda uvijek imaju papagaja. Taj papagaj je obično plastičan.
Hare Krishna. We will have one question, Admavan Prabhu. But this is the only question which we have.
Imaćemo samo ovo jedno pitanje.
Regarding your series of seminars and lectures, I think that one point come out that it is extremely important that we establish our sambandha with Krishna. I mean,
yes.
Something really concrete. But in over the years, practically, we can say that we can feel this nectar and more connection when there is gathering like this, when there is a present, nice, sadhus, spiritual master speaking, enlivening kirtans, good prasadam. I mean, everyone feels that this is something is there, something is stronger. But after that, it's not easy, honestly. So I would like to ask you, what is the solution? Is it then that we should try to have as much gatherings like this as possible, or there is something else maybe we should be helpful, that this sambandha become stronger? Pitanje je zato što možemo videti poenta koje Mahač dao da pročitaj seminar, da moramo imati neku tu praktičnu, što jaču vezu sa Krišnom. A ono što možemo primetiti da je kada postoje ovakvi skupovi gde su prisutni napredni vajšnjavi kao duhovni učitelji, gde imamo ekstatične kirtane, puno bhakta, prasada, mislim, svako osjeti da nešto tu ima, ta veza nekako postaje jača. Međutim, iskreno, praktično, znači, kada nema takvih skupova, nije baš lako ovako individualnom životu, barem eto iz mogu gledati. I moje pitanje je, znači, za Mahađa, da li onda to znači praktično da treba imati što je više moguće ovakvih skupova ili možda može da preporuči još nešto što nam može pomoći?
Mm-hmm. Atmavan, you are very intelligent. You have seen through me.
Atmavan, ti si jako inteligentan, vidio si kroz mene.
In this seminar, I was really only talking about how important it is to establish the relationship to Krishna. I only had one point, nothing else.
Na ovom seminaru ja sam zapravo imao samo jednu poentu. Kako da uspostavimo naš odnos sa Krishna?
I really much want to try to get into Bhagavad Saptahas.
I ja bih stvarno želao da krenem sa Bhagavad Saptahom.
As a preacher, I think this is where I want to go in the future. But I understood. I'm coming to all of you, and you have not yet applied the sambandha knowledge.
To je stvarno nešto čemu bi ja želao da se posvetim kao propovednik, ali dolazim ovdje kod vas i jasno mi je da niste još uvek dovoljno razumeli sambandhu.
I feel this is where you must work on in order to become self-sufficient.
Ja mislim da je ovo nešto na čemu morate još raditi kako biste postali samodovoljni.
In the Upanishads, the goal of a teacher is described.
U Upanishadama je opisan cilj učitelja.
He wants to give the knowledge into the heart of the audience, of the student, so that the student can act with this knowledge.
I učitelj želi da zna znanje svojim učenicima tako da oni mogu da deluju na osnovu tog znanja.
It's like this, you know, imagine it is dark. So the teacher will give the student a light so that the student can use the light in the darkness and see.
I jednostavno zamislite to poput ovoga. Tu je tama, mrak, i učitelj daje svetlost tako da učenici mogu vidjeti.
If the teacher keeps the light to himself, the student will never be able to see in the darkness of his life.
I ako učitelj zadrži svetlo za sebe, onda učenik nikada neće moći vidjeti život.
But the student must take the light.
Ali učenik također treba da prihvati to svetlo.
The Upanishad give the example of the sun who will disappear. Each day the sun is gone. Just like the teacher also is not always in our life. So what does the sun do? It gives its light to the moon. And even when the sun is somewhere else, in the other hemisphere, then the moon will give light into the darkness.
И чак и кога се сонце наоѓа на друга хемисфера, онде е месец тај кој ќе даде светлост.
So a good teacher, he will give the knowledge in such a way to the students that they can use it, they can apply it.
И добар учител ќе даде ученицима знање на таков начин така да они могу користити и примениti.
In his absence. It's very important that the teacher will not like students who are dependent on him every minute of the day. I remember how Prabhupada was sometimes disappointed with his disciple. He said, when are you ever going to learn this?
Јас се сеќам како е Прабхупад био разочаран својим ученицима и питао их е каде ќете ви тоа научите.
And he would challenge us.
И онда би нас он изазивал.
On one morning walk he said, here's a house, this beautiful house we could use in Krishna's service.
И на едно јутарње шедна ни рекол, овде ова прелепа куќа, ми бисмо могли да ја употребимо у Кришнина служба.
Look at this park, we can use it. And all the disciples went, yes, yes, yes. Then he said, look at this park, how nice we could use it in Krishna's service. We went, yes, yes, yes. Then Prabhupada said, look at this dog, we could use it so nicely in Krishna's service. And we went, yes, yes, yes. And Prabhupada exploded. How will we use a dog in the town? He will just make some dog stool in the temple. And then he said, when will you ever think? So why do the Upanishad gives this example of the light? Transference of light by the sun to the moon.
И зашто Упанишади дају овој пример преношења светлости од сонце кон месец?
Because then you are really helped.
Затоа што јавено тада ви стварно примате помош.
And I feel if you understand that you have a relationship and you need to Krishna and you need to become responsible in this relationship, your spiritual life will be very, very good.
Ja osjećam da ako vi shvatite da vi imate odnos sa Krišnom i da ste vi ti koji ste odgovorni za taj odnos, onda će vaš duhovni život biti jako dobar.
The English word responsible means able to respond to Krishna's call.
I na engleskom ta reč odgovoran se može prevesti kao biti sposoban da se odgovori Krišni.
In Serbian also we have something like responsible.
Yeah, odgovoran, and it's also like to respond to someone, to odgovoriti.
Almost the same. So I think if you come home and you think I'm working on my relationship with Krishna.
Ja mislim sad ako vi odete kući i kažete sebi ja radim sada na svom odnosu s Krishna.
Everything will come from there.
Onda će sve doći iz toga.
Because when you do this, Krishna will make steps towards you and give you everything you need.
Zato što ako to napravite, onda će Krishna kreće prema vama.
But I have a good surprise for you.
Ali imam jedno dobro iznenađenje za vas.
I talked yesterday with Bir Krishna Maharaj.
Ja sam jučer razgovarao sa Bir Krishna Maharajom.
And he confirmed an idea which all of us preachers have. We need a place here in Serbia to assemble.
Ja nije potvrdio jednu ideju koju svi mi propovednici koji ovdje dolaze imamo, a to je da moramo da imamo jedno mesto gde bismo mogli da se okupljamo.
Up till now we always thought that should be in the city, Belgrade, where all where most of the people live.
I do sada smo mislili da bi to bi trebalo biti u Beogradu gde većina nas živi ili puno.
But every day Belgrade is becoming more crazy, as those who know are in Belgrade know.
Ali svakog dana Beograd postaje sve luđi, što dobro znaju oni koji tamo žive.
It's so much nicer to have a place in the nature where you can relax from the mode of passion which are in these heavy towns.
I mnogo je lepše imati neko mesto u prirodi gde se možete odmoriti od te strasti koje vlada u gradovima.
And if this place becomes a place of pilgrimage,
i ako to mesto postane mesto podržišća,
where there is an offer for the devotees which interests them,
i gde postoji ponuda za bhakte koja ih interesuje,
then there will be ample opportunity for association.
Onda će tu biti puno prilike za druženje.
So we are devotees are now looking for a place.
I bhakti sada traže takvo mesto.
They have found places which are affordable.
I oni su našli neka mesta koja bismo mogli da priuštimo.
And let us see if Krishna gives us a place in Fruška Goranga. It would be so nice.
I hajde da vidimo, možda nam Krishna da mesto na Fruškoj Gorangi, to bi bilo tako lepo.
Because you are correct, one needs association.
Da, zato što si ti u pravu, osobi je potrebno društvo.
In this process you need sadhu sangha.
U ovom procesu neophodno je sadhu sangha.
I will end here. Thank you very much, but don't forget this other point with the relationship, because if you have no relationship with Krishna and remain such a neophyte person, you will quarrel in the new place and not have sadhu sangha.
Ali molim te da zapamtiš ovu prethodnu pointu, da vam je potreban odnos sa Krishnom, i ako zaboravite na taj odnos, onda ćete se samo svađati na tom novom mestu.
Have to be a little mature now.
Trebalo bi da postanemo zreli do sada.
Send the yogi of your mind where you want to go in your life.
I pošaljite yogija svog uma na ono mesto gde želite da odete.
And he will come back from that place with wealth for you.
A on će se vratiti odande sa blagom za vas.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sisi Gaurinitai ki jai, Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bol.
Hare Krishna. Dragi vas, danas prije 15 sati bit će sam ja Padam Bhaktananda Maharaja. Sutra u jutrnju lekciju da je Sachinanda Maharaj. I večeras ćemo od 8 sati imati concluding evening, zaključno večer, koje treba da bude kruna ovog festivala. Isto bih htio da kažem da danas do ruka ćete dobiti jednu kolač, koji je jedan bhakta smo zorisao, koji je